Shalom to all. Today's Davar Shalom Mishkalim Daf Yud Gimel. We're starting about the fourth line at the two dots with the words Manene and Vilna source Daf. It's all the way at the end of Chas Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Zahar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Through middle of the case of Mishnah where Reuven had sent Shimon to bring his Machzah Shekel to the Beis Hamikdash, and Shimon ended up using it for himself. We said Shimon is over Meila and he would be Chayav a Karbon. The question is Manene. What did he gain? What benefit did he have? We know in order for a person to be over Meila, he has to have received some sort of personal gain, some sort of benefit, some sort of Hana. What type of Hana did he have over here? You can't say he has the Hana that he ended up doing the mitzvah with Reuven's shekel. And that's because we know mitzvah slavel henis netnu, that doing a mitzvah is not considered Hana in as much as it's something tangible that you could be chayiv for being nene from something. So what type of Hana did he receive? They were saying that he's over Me'ila. So Amar Rav Avin, B'shem Rabban Taman, Rav Avin says an Rabban over there. The Rabban over there is the Rabban of Bavel, because remember we're in Eretz Yisrael. Mikivin Shebezin Ru'in Lamashkin V'loi Mishkinu K'mishin Nene. Since Bezin could take a mashka and they could take a collateral from a person who didn't give their machzah shekel, and they didn't take collateral from this fellow because he used his friend's shekel, so it's like he received hana that this mashkoin wasn't taken from him, and that's enough of hana that we could say that he was over me'ila. Now, last case of the Mishnah was Meister Sheni v'chulu, that if the money that he used for his machzah shekel was Meister Sheni or it had Kedusha Shvius, that's a problem and he has to do something about this. Now, why is that a problem? That's because Ksev the Pasuk says, Ach b'char asher yivukar l'ashem b'behema lo yaktish ish oisai. Then a b'char, which is a firstborn of animal, a person should not be makdashit as a different karbon. What do we learn from here? Kol shu kodesh and kedusha chal olav. Something that already has kedusha can't have other kedusha chal on it. Therefore, money that's kedusha's maaser sheni or kedusha shvius is already kadosh and can't now have this other kedusha on it that's his machzah shekel. So ketzur oisa, what does he do? Says the gemara. Maybe sell shechulin. He brings money of chulin. Va'armani says as follows: Mais maaser sheni b'chol makam shehein. The money of maaser sheni, wherever they are, because now they're in the kupa somewhere in the Beis Hamikdash. So wherever that money of Meister Sheni is, Mechulalan al Salazu, its Kedusha should be transferred onto this money, V'aisan itvasan l'shem Sheni, and that money, meaning the money that he has right in front of him, is Meister Sheni, V'hashar, and the other money, wherever the other money is, Nasan Shkalim, that just becomes regular Machzah Shekel, because now it doesn't have its previous Kedusha, so it could be regular Machzah Shekel. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Hamechanes Mois, a person's gathering money, he's collecting money bit by bit to get up to his amount of Machzah Shekel. V'amarni says, Hare Eilu L'Shekli, these are for my shekel, from Machzah Shekel. This is before he starts his whole collection. Maybe he's looking through all of his different drawers, gathering a penny here, nickel here, dime there. Maybe he's going around collecting to different people in shuls or batim midrashim, whatever it is. He's just gathering the coins, and before he does that, he says, these are for my shekel. Beishame says, Moisarin Nadava, any leftover money, that when he finally counts and it turns out that he has more than a Machzah Shekel, that goes to Nadava, which means it gets donated to the Beis HaMikdash. It goes into a special box called Nadava. We have mentioned this previously. It goes for Oilos Kaitz HaMizbeach, that any time the Mizbeach doesn't have any carbon is being brought on it, so we take money from this fund, buy animals, and use them as a carbon. So all the extra money goes to Nedava, and that's because it's called Hektish Betos. This is, so to speak, Hektish by mistake, and so anything more than Machzah Shekel goes to Nedava. But Beis Hillel says, Maisar Nechulin, the rest is Chulin. He only intended for half a shekel, so anything more than half a shekel is regular Chulin. Now let's say the Lashon he used was as follows, She'avi Mehen Shekli, I will bring from them for my Machzah Shekel. So he or Shavin, they both agree, meaning Beisham agrees to Beis Hill, Shamaiser Chulin, that the leftovers is Chulin. Because he didn't use the Lashon of Hare Eilu L'Shekli, these are for my Shekel. He said, I'm going to bring from some of this money for my Machzah Shekel. It's obvious he only wants to use the specific amount that he needs, and everything else is not meant for Hektish. Now let's say he's doing the same thing, and he says, Eilu Chatasi, this money is for my Karbon Chatas. Shavin, both Beisham and Beis Hill agree, Shamaiser Nedava, that the leftover money goes to Nedava. Whereas if he says, Sha'avi Mehen Chatasi, I'm going to bring from some of this money for my Karbon Chatas, Shavin Shamaiser Chulin, they both agree that the extra money is Chulin. And Amr Shimon Shimon explains, Ma bin Shkalim l'Chatas? What's the difference between Shkalim and Chatas? Why is there an argument by Shkalim and not by Chatas? And the answer is, Yud Gimel Beis on top, Ela shel Shkalim yesh lan ketzva, ul Chatas ain la ketzva. Shkalim has a set amount. You bring a Machzah Shekel, and that's it. Whereas Chatas doesn't have a set amount. Now the Mishnah continues with this, so explaining greater detail at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda continues asking, what do you mean? Af la Shkalim ain lan ketzva. Shkalim doesn't have a set amount. Shek she'alu Yisrael min ha'gayla, because when Yidden came up from Golus Bavel, how you shaklim darkoinois, they were giving Machzah Shekel as a darkoin. A darkoin was a gold coin. It was worth way more than Machzah Shekel, even half of a darkoin, which was their version of the Machzah Shekel, is worth way more than regular Machzah Shekel, and they were still giving a lot of money. Now this coin was minted by Madai, so once it fell out of circulation, Chazru Lishkal Slayim, they went on to give a sela, meaning half of a sela, which is still more than a regular Machzah Shekel, and then when that fell out of circulation, Chazru Lishkal Tavayim, they went on to give Tavayim, which is the real Machzah Shekel of the Beis HaMikdash, and then then Bikshu Lishkal Dinarin, they wanted to give a dinner, meaning they wanted to give half of the coin of a dinner, because that was a standard coin used back then, as they figured, look, if when Darkainos was in circulation and that was the normal coin, we give half of that, which is more than a Machzor Shekel, well now Dinarim is the normal coin, and even though it's less than Machzor Shekel, we should be allowed to give that. However, the Chum said, no, you can't give less than a Machzor Shekel. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda is asking, we see that even Shkalim don't have a set price. So Rav Shimon answers that no, Afal Pikin, even so, Yad Kulam Shaveh, everyone is the same. It doesn't make difference if you're wealthy or poor, you still have to give half of the coin. Whatever the coin is, you still have to give half of it, no one can give more or less. So Mela has a set price, and therefore we can have Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, if he ended up collecting more than whatever that set amount is, where does that money go? Nidava or Chulin? Aval Chatos, but when we're dealing with Kamer Chatos, Zeh Mevi B'Selav, Zeh Mevi B'Shtayim, Zeh Mevi B'Sholosh. One person could buy a Kamer Chatos for one Selah, another one could buy it for two, a third fellow could buy it for three, and there literally is no set amount ever for a Karban Chatos for any specific person. Therefore, if a person ends up collecting a lot of money for his Karban Chatos and he ends up finding one for cheaper, so everyone's going to agree that the extra money is either for Chulin or for Nedava, depending on the Lashon that he used. Then we further discuss this in the Gemara, Machanus Mois of Chulu, Rabbi Yosef says, B'Shim Rab Lazar, Ma Pligin, what's Machlokes B'Sham B'Selah B'Shkalim, B'Machanus Proitroit. That's where he's collecting little by little. As we described in the Mishnah, he's going around collecting a nickel here, a dime there, penny there. At the end, it turns out that he has more than Machzor Shekel. What do we do with that extra money? Aval, however, if he opened up a drawer and he took out a whole scoop full of coins that was already there in the drawer, Ba'aymer, and he said, Eilu L'Shekli, these are for my shekel, call Amamoyda Hashemayser Nedava, everyone agrees that the extra is Nedava, because it's not considered a mistake. We can't say it's Hektish Betos. It's not like he was collecting it little by little and he didn't know how much money he had. He knew how much money he had. It was all in the drawer in front of him. And when he took this scoop of money that was more than a Machzor Shekel, everyone agrees, says Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Blazer, that he intended it to be for Machzor Shekel. Now the problem is, you can't give more than Machzis for the Machzor Shekel, so therefore the extra money is Nedava. Whereas Rav Chizkiah quotes Rav Bibi, who says B'Shem Blazer, so it's Machlekes what Rav Blazer said, Ma Pligin was Machlekes Machanes Pritz, right? Like we just said, Avol Ba'Imer Eil L'Shikli, but if when he opened up his drawer and he took out a scoop full of money, he said, these are for my Shekel, Kol Amamoydai Shamayser Chulin, everyone agrees that the extras are Chulin, because as we said, there's no mistake, and since he knows that he could only give Machzor Shekel, he means that however many coins here equal Machzor Shekel, that's what I want to give, and the rest is Chulin. So if Machlekes B'Shem Rav Blazer, then when he takes a scoop full of coins out of his drawer and he says Eil L'Shikli, is Meiser Chulin or Meiser Nedavos? And our Chizkiah says Masnis Masail Rabibi. Our Mishnah is right for Rabibi. Did not? What does our Mishnah say? That Amar B'Shem. Rav Shimon explains Ma Bein Shkalim L'Chatos. What's the difference between Shkalim and Chatos? Why do we have Machlokes by Shkalim and not by Chatos? Elisha Shkalim Yeshlan Kitzva. Shkalim have a set amount. L'Chatos ain't L'Kitzva, and Chatos doesn't have a set amount. Now Manan Kamin. What are we referring to over here? What's Rav Shimon explaining? In Ba'Omer, if we're talking about a case where the fellow said Shavi Mehen Shikli, that I'm going to use some of this money for my shekel, well, that can't be because Kol Amamoydai Shamayser Chulin. Everyone agrees in that case that the extras are Chulin. And in Ba'aymer Shavimehen Chatasi, if you want to say he's explaining the case of Avimehen Chatasi, well, Kol Amamoydai Shamayser Chulin. In this case, also, everyone agrees that the extras is Chulin. And so it can't be that Rav Shimon's coming to explain either of these cases. So you Yudalan Amraf on top, Elokanan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Meaning, what's the case Rav Shimon's coming to explain? If there's a difference between Shkalim and Chatos, and there's Machloikas, Beisham Beis Hillel, Ba'aymer, it's where he said, Eilu L'Shikli, that's a proper Girsa, that these are for my Machzor Shekel, and therefore his explanation makes sense. Adesha Kitzvasin Minatayra, Masarin Chulin, since their set amount is Minatayra, the extras is Chulin, whereas Chatas, Adesha in Kitzvasin Minatayra, a carbon Chatas, since it doesn't have a set amount, how much it has to be, Minatayra, Masarin Nedava, the extras is Nedava. So we clearly see from the way the Rav Shimon is explaining the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel only by Shkalim and not by Chatas, that we have this difference between Shkalim and Chatas, that's like the way Rav Bibi explained Rav Blazer and not Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Blazer. Then we ask, Ma Avila, Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Blazer, what does Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Blazer do with this? And so possibly we could explain Machanes Pritzrit Kibes Hillel, that he's explaining this in Shitas Beis Hillel. We have one more question on him, Vatani. The next Mishnah says, Meister Shkalim Chulin, the leftover Shkalim is Chulin, as it clearly shows, not like the way Rav Yosef explained Rav Blazer. And once again, possibly Machanes Pritzrit Kibes Hillel, this is going only Shitas Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.